This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hello and welcome to the No Name Ever podcast. Adam here to give you a full FPL update after the conclusion of game week 4, and now we can take stock and assess the start of the season and use this international break to put some plans in place for the upcoming game weeks. I'm going to start by sharing the website and going through the team of the season so far. So there's five Spurs players in this list, probably because obviously they've had a good start. We saw them ourselves at the Turf on Saturday, and they've got a few players that have really performed. Starting with the new goalkeeper Vicario, available at 5 million. Not many teams selected him. FPL teams, I didn't see him in many, but he's picked up 21 points, the most out of any goalkeeper, with two clean sheets. Also in the back line are Christian Romero, who scored a screamer on Saturday. We've had a few of them going against us so far. And Adoje, who got that rather fortunate assist after Alderkeel tried to clear it on the touchline and then James Maddison put it away. Completing the defence is Anderson from Crystal Palace with 23 points to start the season. He has got a goal and a clean sheet so far this season, enough to get him into the team of the season so far. Into midfield, there's quite a few mid-priced midfielders. A lot of us went for the premium midfield options, but we're doing better sticking to the ones probably between the 6.5 and 7.5 million bracket. And Bumo has been on penalties and on fire for Brentford. Top scoring midfielder, 33 points. And their fixture run is quite good in the next few weeks as well. So really good pick at the moment. Jared Bowen, there are a few doubts around West Ham at the start of the season. Bit of a dodgy pre-season. Not many incomings after Rice went, but they've quickly sorted that out. And the arrivals of James Ward-Prowse in particular has led to a flying start. They're unbeaten so far. Solly March continued his great form from the end of last season for Brighton. Pick of the Brighton midfielders, 29 points. Maddison, pantomime villain at Turf on Saturday, but no doubt a very good player. Two goals, two assists to start the season and 29 points. And completing the midfield, another Spurs player, Son, did most of his damage, his first contribution of the season at Burnley on Saturday with a very clinical hat-trick, playing up front now, so he's a genuine option. Richarlison dropping out of the side, and if Son continues the form he showed at the weekend, he'll be a really good FPL pick. And up front, no surprise, top scorer in the game so far, 14 million man Erling Haaland with 39 points, and alongside him his City teammate Julian Alvarez, who's made the most of Kevin De Bruyne being out of the side. With a really good start to the season. He's got two goals and three assists in the four games so far. I'm just going to move on to the No Name Ever league table. see how all you guys are getting on and who is top of the league so far. So the top 10 rundown. In 10th place, Jonathan Ball with 276 points. 9th, Max Robinson, 277 points. 8th, Andy Bick, who was in and around the top of the table last season, I seem to remember, 278 points. 7th, another name we've seen at the top before, Daniel Shepherd on 279 points. 6th, Craig Smith, 281 points. 5th, Jake Edwards, 285 points. Joint 3rd are James Spencer and Ryan Howarth with 289 points. 2nd place, Jordan Ingle with 292 points. And leading the way so far is Tim Thrower and his Trench Rockets with 296 points. Very close to that 300-point mark. And an overall rank so far of 5,912 out of nearly 10 million players. So a very, very good start by Tim. And if we're going to have a look at his team to see what his tricks have been so far. He's got some of the hitters that we've spoken about, Adoree, Madison and Bumo, Haaland, all in there. He's gone for Salah. Liverpool's fixtures obviously turn quite nice in the next few weeks as well. So he's a very strong start. He has played a couple of chips, played his bench boost in game week one, which is a popular tactic to for some players who don't want the complications of playing it later in the season. But he seems to have played it well so far, and he's got an early lead in the no-nay-never table. Now we've got the August Manager of the Month to crown. So just run down the top five, and obviously there will be some similar names in there. Joint 4th, Jake Edwards and Evan Dobson with 205 points. 3rd place, James Spencer, 214. 2nd, Jordan Ingle, sorry, also 214. And Tim is our monthly winner as well. He scored 219 points in August and wins himself a No Nay Never sticker. So, Tim, if you want to get in touch with us on Twitter, Facebook, or email, then we will get that sent out to you. Just a few pointers now. So the first wild card is obviously a big talking point. There's been quite a few defensive injuries in particular so far this season, with Shaw, John Stones, really popular picks, getting injured early on, Reece James as well. So there have been some issues for FPL managers to deal with. Last year it was probably quite smooth going with injuries to the template, but not so far this year. The most popular time to wildcard seems to be in the next international break, so in the build-up to game week 9, which is, well, you'll have the two-week break between fixtures to be able to play with your team and have a look at it, and there's quite a few good fixture swings at that point for some of the big hitting teams. Some teams to target in the next few weeks, if you did want a wild card now, or if you just want to target some transfers, are probably Chelsea, even though they did obviously have that blip at home to Nottingham Forest. They've got some nice fixtures coming up. Newcastle, after a really difficult start to the season, their fixtures start to turn from game week 5. And Man City, obviously they're a juggernaut against anyone. But yeah, their fixtures continue to be kind up until that next international break. We've also had the first double game week of the season announced, which will be in game week 7, I think. Yeah, and it is our very old Burnley and Luton Town. Burnley's double game week will be Newcastle away and Luton Town away. And Luton's will be Everton away and obviously Burnley at home. So I think the popular picks from the Burnley team will be Jordan Bayer at 4 million if he continues to play, and we can sort out our leaky defence. And then I think the early signs up front, obviously Lyle Foster, 2 goals so far. Amdouni's look sharp. Probably want to just keep an eye on in the next couple of weeks, but I think a Burnley attacker can be a real genuine option from game week 7 because you'd get the double game week. They're pretty cheap, so they can go on your bench if needed in the tough games. And Burnley's fixtures, thankfully, do get better from game week 9. So hopefully we'll get some points on the board in the Premier League and some points in the board on FPL. The game week 5 deadline is on Saturday, the 16th of September at 11 a.m. It's the first Saturday deadline of the season. We've had quite a few Fridays, which are a bit tricky, but back to normal now for the next few weeks. And wishing you all green arrows for game week 5. The analysis team will be back this week to assess the claret start to the season and where we need to improve to start putting points on the board in the Premier League and that really important looking game away at Forest. Hopefully we can repeat our cup exploits there. So all the best for the next week or so. Up the clarets.
The Known and Ever podcast is brought to you in association with the TalkSport Fan Network. Our host and editor is Natalie Bromley, and the show is produced by Matt Moss. Our resident statistician is Dave Roberts, and our FPL expert is Adam Dennett. The analysis show team is collectively Tom Whittaker, Rich Steele, George Poole, Charlotte Rigby, and Adam Dennett. Our music is provided by George Gaskell, and our newsletter team is headed up by Jamie Smith. If you don't already, you can subscribe to our newsletter by visiting nonenever.substack.com. Thanks as ever go to our partners TalkSport. We are proud to be associated with the TalkSport Fan Network.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.